Welcome to the only daily WNBA podcast ever. You know, if we wanted to, it can be the only daily WNBA podcast ever. If we really put the pedal to the metal, it can be the only daily WNBA podcast ever. Whenever we want, we could turn it up to that notch and we'll challenge any and all to be the only daily WNBA podcast ever. Just letting people know that. You know?
Yeah. Go toe-to-toe with them.
We've been on a hiatus a little bit.
Yeah, you want to talk about that or you want me to...
I don't know if I even still do this. I was thinking like I'm stretching. Do I still have it in me? Can I...
Did Father Time get you?
I don't know. Am I like the Tin Man? Like, oil. Like, I don't know if I still got it. We'll find out in this episode. Yeah. Maybe I'm the lion.
Let's see. We'll get some cobwebs out. You got courage.
Courage. I guess, like, to wrap up what's been going on since we've last spoke, we spoke on the heels of the Aces winning another championship. They're the Bulls of the W at this point. Asia's the Jordan of the W at this point. Who's going to stop them? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Becky's the Phil Jackson of the W at this point. There's not much to say. They're just, in any season, they're the team to beat as long as they have Asia. That's pretty much the gist.
Well, I don't want to take anything away from the Aces.
Okay.
They had a very fortuitous injury happen to a said Nafisa Collier in game four of that series. So I do think if the Lynx are still, you know, have that core team together, which I do think they should, don't count them out. You know, I know the Liberty have a new coach, but, you know, we haven't seen any big moves just yet with their big three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing just yet, but, you know, there's rumors swirling. Will Sab stay on the team? I don't know. I've only heard about Sabrina maybe possibly going elsewhere. Fee, another year, another season, no MVP, no chip. I really hope this isn't becoming a trend for her. She drops the pipe bomb, as we called it, and her season ending interview, whatever you want to call that. And I don't know if that's
exit interview.
The exit interview. She drops the pipe bomb in an exit interview against the WNBA commissioner. And hey, it's really bold and admirable, but I don't know if it's smart. I don't know if that's the right, you know, giant you want to tug at. Because you're not just going after the WNBA You're going after the NBA. Because that's who funds the WNBA. So you got to be really careful about doing something like that.
She's going against several titans right now. I mean, you also have this Saudi league. And, you know, she has unrivaled. Uh-huh. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces happening right now. You know, with the CBA, they were granted, I believe, a 30-day window, an extension, to see if they could come to terms, or else there's a chance we might be looking at a lockout.
Yeah, and they give them a 30-day, and I think they could tack on another 30-day if they want to. It seems like they're not even close. You mentioned Project B. That's what that's called, the Saudi competition. Too unrivaled, because they have said Project B will be a league that goes on when the W season is over. So that's really right on top of the unrivaled season. What are some names involved in Project B? LeBron seems to be recruiting. Some players signing NDAs. in the W to already maybe launch this thing next year. And LeBron is very synonymous with NBA management. NBA management isn't happy with Nafisa. Is it a plan to just crush Unrivaled because of how Fee is being, you know, honest and outspoken, but really trying to chop down the WNBA tree, which Adam Silver and the NBA aren't going to have.
They won't let it happen. And you mentioned Saudi, and I'll just say, you know, on the top of my mind, there's two words that are synonymous with them, and it's one word is oil, and the other word is money. And if there's one thing that the WNBA players are wanting, it's get a little bit more of that. And let me say, my friend, money talks. If you're getting an offer for a possible salary that's five times the amount you're getting in the W, that might be the primary league that you're in. I know you said it's in a different season, but I can't see the Unrivaled being able to match with that. I know they got a lot of money, a lot of sponsorships, but it almost seems like Saudi has an endless supply of money. I don't know if we've kind of saw it with what happened with golf a little bit.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. That what they did with golf is what they're trying to do with women's basketball, specifically the WNBA. They're looking for a $5 billion investment. I think Unrivaled was happy with the $30 million with an M investment. So that's just tipping the scales a little bit. That's going Dr. Evil a little bit.
And, you know, people, 100 billion. You know, what's funny is people get heat. I think there was a comedy show. Was it in that country? So was it in Saudi Arabia a couple of months ago, if I'm not mistaken?
I don't recall the name. I think it was in Dubai, or I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
okay. There
was
some of the comedians got some heat. Some of the comedians got heat for, mm-hmm. you know, I guess, is it human rights issues that are happening over there?
I really don't know.
You put a 10-digit contract in front of someone, and that guilt and that righteousness somehow goes out the window with a lot of people.
Hey, you're
especially if you're coming from a workplace where you're only making rookie contracts of $70,000 a year.
1,000,000%. Let's say or list some of the players we know that aren't playing for Unrivaled. And another reminder, Project B, the Saudi Women's Basketball League, has signed players already, but those players have signed NDAs. So just letting you guys know that Project B seems like it's going to happen. LeBron James was recruiting on a yacht in France, apparently, with Maverick Carter, his business partner, a huge name in the sports agency world. Even though Maverick has stepped away from his involvement in Project B, according to reports, I still think he's in the mix. Anyway, Asia Wilson doesn't play in Unrivaled. Caitlin Clark doesn't play in Unrivaled. This year, Sabrina Ionescu is not going to play in Unrivaled. Dejanay Carrington is not playing in Unrivaled. Angel Reese is not playing Unrivaled. Those are mega names that are not in Unrivaled. And Unrivaled is still awesome. They have the best of the best there, but you have maybe the Mount Rushmore of the WNBA not in Unrivaled, with Project B, you know, peering over its shoulder.
And I do think we need to get a little bit more details, because if you do remember, these are all great points, but Unrivaled was a 3-on-3 league. Let's not forget that. I'm very interested if Project B, I can't believe I'm actually saying that, Project B. If Project B is a typical normal 5-on-5 basketball, you know, is it 1-on? We don't really know these things yet, right?
Yeah, I think it's like a legit league. It might, from how I understood, it's a 5-on-5 league that runs for a few months and will travel country to country, actually. It wouldn't be in one country. It's kind of like a traveling, WNBA kind of deal, but with,
let's take this show on the road, but instead of different cities, we're going to different countries.
Yeah, pretty much. It's really showcasing women's ball and the popularity of it. That it goes to show you how much this sport has grown. Project B, you don't like that name? What would you name that?
Hey, I'll tell. It sounds like it's something government agency or like a movie about a high school party or possibly even like a classified something that doesn't have to do with sports. I'm not sure, but it's really interesting. You know, I really have to say that the NBA benefited from globalization so much since 1992 and continues to, especially even in the last decade. You know, you look at the top players in the league, most of the MVPs are Europeans. You wonder if Project B is really onto something, saying, let's globalize the women's game. That's going to grow it. Let's globalize it.
Yeah, and if they have the backers, as we're calling them, the cha-ching, the moolah, the, what's another word for it? The cheese.
We're just a couple oil men down from Texas. We're looking to give you something you want. It's called Project B. You're going to sign it because we don't take likely to know.
That Texas goal. What do they call that? Texas, what would they call that? Texas tea? That Texas tea.
Texas tea. Southern
1 billion, we got 2 billion, 3 billion, we got 3 billion, once coming up, 5 billion. That's really what it's like in Saudi Arabia, if you're, you know.
I will say, let's say like you're a middle of the pack WNBA player looking to make some money in the offseason, some supplemental salary, if you will, you know, something that means extra. One, you got Collier, you know, a wholesome, great player for the WNBA. Mm-hmm. And then you sit next to LeBron James on a yacht. I mean, LeBron does have that wow effect. He is that A-list of A-lister of basketball right now.
A 1,000,000%.
And it's not just his play. It's, you know, who he is and what he, you know, the power and, you know, his pull that he has.
You're talking his aura, as the kids say. His aura.
He's aura, and he doesn't even... He doesn't even have to farm. I don't know if you know the Aura Farming kid.
Yeah, I do know of him. What can you say? I really hope there isn't a behind-the-scenes plan to crush Unrivaled because of what Nafisa Collier did or said during her exit interview. But it sure seems like it.
There's a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of agenda.
Will it pull players from that league to go play overseas for a ton more?
I don't want to say this, but like, it's making me almost think, and I hate to say these three letters, but I'm going to say them anyway. XFL.
You're thinking,
you remember all the hype with the XFL, you know, trying to compete. Yeah, I hope not. I mean, you don't know. They've gotten all these investors, but XFL was a huge flop.
Yeah. Who unrivaled it?
And they had the money to back it.
You really got to, when you're a new kid on the block, like Unrivaled, you really got to kiss the ring and play nice. And Collier is not playing nice. She's going for the throat. Really, of the commissioner in the W. I don't know what the long-term goal of that was. If Nafisa wanted to see Kathy go, or if it was just short-sighted. Hey, I'm just going to say what I think. I've waited long enough. Because I don't know what the long-term benefit of going that hard in the exit interview is. It just seems like
I'm really interested if she's stressed out, because she's the voice of a lot of the WNBA players. She's now a businesswoman. She now has competition with the WNBA, and she has competition with another league creeping in, and she has beef with the commissioner of the league. So there's just so much stuff going on. She's in negotiations. She's negotiating while having her own league. She probably feels like she's being pulled in a million directions right now.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. The league starts in January, from how I remember. If the CBA gets pushed another 30 days, that pushes it into January. That'll be the end of December. I'm sure things are already rolling and moving for the unrivaled season. How is she negotiating for the players and running a whole other league at the same time? Just, I don't know. I'm not saying she can't do it.
I definitely think she wants to get the players paid. You know, she's dealing with another venture, so it almost makes you think conflict of interest. I know we kind of said it in a previous episode. It's kind of tough to act without a conflict, knowing that you have another business venture that's a competition to the league that you're in and that you're the president of the players' union.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll keep an eye out. It seems like the ball hasn't moved at all during negotiation for the new CBA.
We could be at a stalemate for a little bit. Who will budge first?
If I was a betting man, which I am, and maybe I should bet on it now that I'm talking that out loud, I say we will go on the heels of, man, I've been saying heels a lot this episode. We will be.
You can say that.
Another word that I could use. Anyway, we'll get close to the start of the season. There'll be no agreed CBA. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. Maybe I do need oil, like I said in the
beginning. You need a little oil. You want to grab some oil real quick? Do you know who the actor Keanu Reeves is?
Yeah, I do. Big fan.
He was in a movie once called The Replacements. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I have. I'm familiar with that movie.
Essentially, the plot was, you know, it was an NFL lockout, and the Replacements were quote unquote scabs that were like people. There was a lockout, and they said, "Fine, we'll just get new players." So they were like B-list players. Could you imagine the WNBA did said, "All right, you want a lockout? We're just gonna get new players. We'll get 140 new players."
If the college could play in the W, that might work. But right now, I think whoever's in the W is the best of the best, and there's a big fall off after that. I think Tommy's dog sitting right now, so he might be checking on Rufus.
I'm dog sitting. I'm right back.
Your dog sitting? How's Rufus? Is it Rufus?
Yeah, got to get brought up.
Oh, Riley.
She's not to get too into it, but she has
a scratched cornea, so she's got to get eye drops 5 times a day and an antibiotic. So I had to do some dog tending.
Yeah. Make sure you get to
Riley. I've been seeing a lot of outs. I don't know if you remember the name White Chocolate. I've been seeing a lot of him on a podcast recently. You know, Jason Williams, who used to play for the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, of course. Also,
and he came from a very good West Virginia high school team.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He was, electric with the ball, especially his passing. And he played at a very notorious high school team that had Randy Moss, NFL All-Star on it. And he went on the record saying that his high school basketball team would beat the WNBA All-Star team. And he got some kickback. People are saying, no way.
It's a little disrespectful. That's shots fired. For what reason, Mr. White Chocolate? Why go so hard at the W?
I don't know why.
He watched the WNBA? Has he watched the NBA?
He actually He went on record saying that he doesn't like the WNBA.
And he likes the NBA. I would love to ask him, you like the NBA product right now? 40 missed threes, no defense. You see that shot chart? It's either a layup or a three nowadays. Hey, it's fun to watch, I guess. But It gets scrappy in the W. It's a lot more physical.
They're calling so many. They're calling so many fouls early on in the NBA season where it's almost like you can't play defense. You essentially cannot play any defense in that league.
Hey, Jason, you like that? You like watching the whistle blow every minute? That's the league you really are getting.
He wants
behind?
That freedom of movement.
I don't think so. I think maybe he walked
going a little bit back to the Liberty. Who?
I think all Who's Jason Williams. Reel? He hasn't really watched a season of the W or a whole playoff run of the W. And if he did, I think he changed his mind. You see those highlights of the bloopers or whatever you want to call it, the Shaq and the Fools from the W, and you go, oh, it's the same old W that I remember. And it really is it.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about
shifting gears just a bit.
Yeah, shift gears.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, you know, we talked about the Liberty. Sandy, no longer the coach. She is going to be the head coach of a new expansion team.
Mm-hmm. The Toronto.
Have you heard about this? Have you read about this?
Yeah, she's up in Toronto.
Yeah.
I'll give you my conspiracy theory of the week, if you want it. Sandy comes off.
I'd love it. Let me put my tinfoil hat on.
All her major tinfoil hats on. Sandy Brondello comes off a season where she won a championship the year before. Now, this year, all her main players were injured at one point or another. It's a short season, 40 games, and they make it to the playoffs and they don't go anywhere. In exit interviews, they ask Stewie, you know, what would you think if Sandy was fired? She literally just drops the F-bomb, like, no way. And they fire her. They fire her after one, I guess you could call it mediocre season, after winning the Liberty, its first championship ever. It makes zero sense to fire Sandy, except if you want a stellar coach going to an expansion team and making it a contender a la the Valkyries. I don't know. It's just like, why fire Sandy?
You saw Toronto's fan base, how they were in just the MLB World Series just a week ago. I mean, that city was on fire. It really is a sports city. They really put the fans, they come out hard for, several of the major sports. The Raptors in the NBA, Toronto Blue Jays, you know, NHL is huge. So, you know, you never know. You can get a new market. Maybe Sandy's the right person and the WNBA wanted her there.
Yeah, that's what I think. The league's very aware of these new expansion teams. They're adding basically two teams for the next, 5 years. And, yeah, I don't know if it's the upper management kind of giving a wink and a nod to Sandy going, oh, we're going to, you know, tell your GM to fire you, but we're going to hire you in Toronto because I think they need a coach like you up there. And the Liberty will be fine. They got Stewie, JJ, Sab. They'll be a contender. They'll have their fans come out because it's New York. But it makes no sense.
I got to say, what you're saying makes sense to me. Like, that could be a legitimate thing.
Yeah, and
they move part owner, saying, let's grow the league. Let's look out for the greater good of the league.
Clara Tsai, she's multi-billionaire, very involved with the W as a whole, and who knows if they, you know, some off-the-record conversations happened. The league is very seedy.
I'm pretty sure she's
that hard. The W is a seedy league.
Strange.
People are making money,
happen.
And it isn't a player.
And they own. I'm pretty sure that family. I'm pretty sure who you just mentioned, her and her husband. They own multiple sports franchises.
Yeah, they do. Good for them.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. And we'll wrap it up. I think the college basketball, women's basketball season has started. That's going to be something we're going to track from now on. It'll be the only daily.
And we're getting.
What would I say now? Women's basketball podcast ever. I'm only sorry. Daily Project B.
And we're getting no Juju. Project B. So many leagues to cover. Are we getting Juju Watkins this season? Or is she out again for the season?
She's out. She's out for the whole season.
I did want to mention one more thing before we leave. And that's a big blow for women's college hoops, you know, the projected number one pick. The former number one pick of the draft, who just won Rookie of the Year, Paige Beckers, whose stock just keeps rising. You know, they let their coach go. And I'm pretty sure her college coach, Gino Auriemma, had a close friend who is a college coach who he knows, you know, he can trust. And I heard he made a phone call and somebody that he thought would really help Paige got that job at the Dallas Wings.
I did see
so Dallas Wings, new coach.
Who dis?
Gino approved.
Gino's going to protect Paige.
Grandpa made the call.
Fond of her while they were he was coaching her and playing. She was playing for him. So he's still watching out for her. You talking about UConn. UConn's, again, maybe the team to beat. With Sarah Strong now as the centerpiece and AZ Fudd, that team's stacked. Everybody on the roster is awesome. And there's some other great teams to keep an eye on. UCLA has the Betts sisters now. They were so close last year to winning it all. And Lauren Betts, the projected overall first overall pick. Let's see if she wins a chip. On
Six,
her
last seven
in college.
Mm-hmm.
You got TCU with Olivia Miles now, who transferred from Notre Dame to TCU. And Notre Dame itself is still a pretty stacked team with Hannah Hidalgo and company. So those are my teams to watch. Those are my.
Don't forget about LSU. You got another
right mention. Off the bat. Yeah. UCLA, UConn, TCU. Mm-hmm. Let me throw in one more team in there. You got a team you're watching? Princeton, maybe? Seton Hall? Some Jersey favorites here that I think should should play well? Maybe Texas. I think I like Texas to give it another go. I got to do my research, get back in the groove of college basketball. It's a whole different animal compared to covering the dub.
It's such an exciting time of year, March Madness, or I should say Midnight Madness, you know, the first legal practice where they can have the practice. It's very exciting. I just set my first practice, you know, for my basketball team this season that I'm coaching. I couldn't be more fired up.
You got that passion in you. You really do. It's almost to your detriment. I think it's almost unhealthy, to be honest.
You're probably right. I'm completely obsessed with making sure that my...
I know I don't support most of them, but hey, I support the passion.
I actually just got my annual sty in my left eye. I think it's from all the stress.
That sounds about right. You know, you see, you're just no sleep, not eating right, burning the midnight oil,
trying to become like Becky. I've taken a page out of Becky Hammon's book.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing. Maybe give the kids plants. I heard that's what she did in the beginning of the Aces season. She gave each player a little plant to take care of. Maybe give the boys some plants or the girls some plants.
That's an interesting concept. I like that. Watch it grow.
Yeah, and I think they mentioned in the championship.
She blocks it. It's a metaphor.
Parade. Yeah, there was a lot of metaphors and whatnot. Anyway, I'm burnt out. I think I'm happy we're back at it. And we'll do it again tomorrow because there's just too much to cover. And it's because we're the only guys that are doing it. See ya.
Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. See you in 23 and a half hours.